Hare Krishna. It is a great honor and privilege and pleasure to be here today on this auspicious occasion at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, Sri Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Sri Gaurdi Thai, and Srila Prabhupada. And in the midst of all of you, I will begin by singing some mantras to the disciplic succession, and then I will speak about the conditioned souls within the material world and how they get out as these devotees are in the process right now. And then my esteemed and beloved God brother, His Holiness Indradumya Swami, will speak about the holy name and the 10 offenses against the holy name. Then we will call the new initiates forward to take their vows and receive their beads and new names. It's part of initiation that the initiate should receive a new name that indicates that he is a servant of Krishna. And then our very dear and highly qualified priest will lead us through the fire sacrifice and the chanting of the mantras. I shall begin. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupa Sagraja Sagana Raghunatham Vidhamsham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Sadhana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shri Bhagavate Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Gurudeva, Jaya Gurudeva, Jaya Vishnu Paramahansa Paripada Kachaya Stotra Sipasi Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. ISKCON Samstapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Vishnu Paramahansa Paripada Kachaya Stotra Sipasi Simad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadweep Tham Ki Jai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai Ganga Mai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we are at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari. Giri, of course, means mountain, and Dhari means one who lifts the mountain. And we are also sitting at the feet of Giriraj, which is a name for Govardhan Hill, which is the mountain that Giridhari lifted. So I thought to read Srila Prabhupada's initiation letter to me and speak on it. At the time that I was initiated, I was in Boston, and Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles. I had been living in the temple for about 2.5 months, and the temple authorities thought I was a good enough prospect and they needed another pujari. So they thought that they could recommend me and I should write to Srila Prabhupada and ask for initiation. And I did. And in those days we would go on Harinam Sankirtan for many hours every day and distribute BTGs mainly at the time, Back to Godhead magazine. So one day we were distributing magazines and chanting the holy names in Harvard Square, and I suddenly felt some divine presence descend on me, and I just had a very clear realization that I'm not the body, that I'm distinct from the body, I'm the soul, not the body. And I was filled with spiritual emotion. I started to cry. And I really did not understand it, but I experienced it. And on the way back from Sankirtan to the temple, I mentioned it to some of the devotees. And they said it could be that at that moment, Srila Prabhupada was initiating you. And then a few days later, I received this letter. And it could very well have been written on that date. My dear Giriraj, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated July 2, 1969, sent along with your beads. I have chanted on them, and your initiated name is Giriraj. Giriraj is the name of the Govardhan hill on which Krishna used to tend his cows. In Vrindavan, Govardhan hill is worshipped as a representation of Krishna. Sometimes devotees take a stone from Govardhan hill and keep it at home as a representation of Krishna, and they worship in this way. Now, my family name from before I was initiated is Titan, and to our knowledge at the time, outside of my grandparents and my father and his children and my uncle and his children, there were no other Tetons. And of course there's the famous Grand Teton mountain range. So it was sort of like a family, like a matter of family pride to be that we were the only Tetons. The Teton Mountains were so beautiful, famous. So that was one of those lingering attachments that I had after being with the devotees for 2 or 3 months. And Srila Prabhupada gave me the name of a mountain. And I thought, you know, to me, it just confirmed that he knew everything. He knew I was attached to my name of mountains, and he gave me a better name of a better mountain. I am very glad to understand that you have relished at least some of the transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness. Because everyone is seeking happiness. Generally, people will go to the place where they can find happiness. So he, knew that I had relished some of the bliss of Krishna consciousness, and therefore I wanted to make further progress. It is a great fortune for you. Living entities are roaming within the universes in different species of life and in different planetary systems, enjoying and suffering the reactions of pious and impious activities. But they have no information how to get out of this entanglement of the repetition of birth and death. Due to the darkness of ignorance, most living entities have no idea about the values of life. Therefore, one who understands the importance of Krishna consciousness must be a very fortunate soul. So this applies to the new initiates who are sitting here today. And even those who are not sitting today, who are not initiated yet, it could apply to you too, if you are so fortunate. Srila Prabhupada here is paraphrasing a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Yu Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Brahmanda Brahmite, within the universes, not just one, within all the universes, Kona Bhagyavana Jeev, a fortunate living entity Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, by the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, Bhakti Lata Beach will get the seed of devotional service. How this happens is a mysterious process. In the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada says that the Lord is situated within the heart of every living entity, and he knows the desires of every living entity. So when a living entity is sincere to get out of the repetition of birth and death, is sincere to make progress in Krishna consciousness, then the Lord within the heart will arrange for the living entity to come in touch with the Krishna consciousness movement and gain the association of devotees. And these devotees are all gurus, shiksha gurus, Vartma Pradarshika gurus, who show the new person the path, show him or her the way in the beginning. And then, after associating with devotees for some time and developing faith in the devotional scriptures, faith in the process of devotional service, one may decide, I want to be like the other devotees. I want to surrender to Krishna and get out of the entanglement of the repetition of birth and death and go back home, back to Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Devi hiesha gunamayi mama maya durateya, that this material nature consisting of the three modes is very difficult to overcome. But one who surrenders to Krishna can easily cross over maya. So this is the process. These fortunate souls have made the decision to surrender to Krishna. But we do not surrender to Krishna directly. We surrender through the medium of the spiritual master. And both work together, Krishna and the spiritual master, to help the conditioned soul make progress back home, back to Godhead. So I marked it in your person when I was in Boston, and I prayed to Krishna that this good soul may become aware of the importance of Krishna consciousness. Now this is the process, really. When some devotee wants to show mercy to some living entity, he will pray to Krishna to be merciful to the person. And this I consider to be the cause, if you can say there's a cause, of my good fortune, the cause of my taking to Krishna consciousness, the cause of my continuing my efforts in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Now this principle is encapsulated in a word, yadrichaya. Yadrichaya means somehow or other, or by good fortune, or say by its own accord, by its freely, by its own accord. And it appears in a very significant verse that Srila Rupa Goswami cites as the adhikar for bhakti, the what makes one eligible to take to devotional service. Yadrichaya mat katado jata shradhas tuya puman na nirvino nati shakto bhakti yogosya siddhida. If somehow or other, by good fortune, one develops faith in hearing and chanting my glories, this is Krishna speaking to Uddhava in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, such a person, being neither very disgusted with nor attached to material life, should achieve perfection through the path of loving devotion to me. So that word, yadrichaya, somehow or other, by good fortune, has been discussed by our acharyas, and they have explained that that really refers to the mercy of a devotee. How is it that someone develops that faith? Faith is the beginning, ado shraddha. How is it? So many people come, they chant the holy name, they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, they see the deities, they take prasad, they render service, but they don't develop that faith. So that faith, shraddha, yadrichaya, somehow or other, by good fortune, refers to the mercy of a devotee. It can't refer to the mercy of Krishna, because Krishna is equal to everyone. He's the father of all living entities. So if Krishna were to bestow mercy on one person and not another person, it would mean that he is partial. But Krishna, as the origin of everyone, as the supreme father of all living entities, he cannot be partial. Well, what about the devotee? The devotee also should not be partial. But the Bhagavatam describes that the preacher, the Madhyam Bhagavat, makes distinctions. Prema Maitri Kripu Peksha Sakaroti Samadhyama. The Madhyam Vaishnav does make distinctions, and he gives his love to God. He makes friendship with devotees. He shows mercy to the innocent, kripa. He gives mercy to the innocent, and he neglects the envious. On the highest level, Uttama Vaishnav, he sees everyone as already a devotee, except himself. He sees everyone as serving Krishna, except himself. He sees no need to preach. So it's really the Madhyam Vaishnav who preaches. He sees makes distinctions and he deals differently with different categories of people. And even the Uttama Vaishnav, like Srila Prabhupada, when he comes to preach, he has to some extent adopt the mood of the Madhyam Vaishnav and make such distinctions and deal differently with different categories of people. So the preacher, if he sees that someone is sincere to hear, someone is sincere to render service, or maybe just that someone is suffering and he doesn't want the person to suffer, so within his heart he may be moved to pray to Krishna to help this soul to appreciate the importance of Krishna consciousness. I think we all do it. I mean, I know when I would go on book distribution and I'd give someone initially we would give back to Godhead, then we began to put books in their hands. I would pray to Krishna in their hearts to inspire them to render some service, to begin their devotional service, to take the book or the magazine. So Srila Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, prayed that this soul may be aware of the importance of Krishna. And somehow everyone sitting here today is, to some degree, aware of the importance of Krishna consciousness, and therefore they're taking this step to surrender to Krishna. With my blessings, I am sending herewith your beads, duly chanted upon by me. You should avoid the 10 offenses as far as possible and follow the 4 regulative principles as Satsvarupa will instruct you. I know your good God brother, Satsvarupa, will always help you in this connection. Now here, Srila Prabhupada mentions the importance of chanting and avoiding the 10 offenses, and that will be the subject of His Holiness Indradumya Swami's talk. But here Srila Prabhupada also makes another point that my God brother, Satsvarupa, will instruct me. In other words, it is not that we take instruction only from our spiritual master who initiates us, but we take instructions from all good devotees, all sincere devotees, all knowledgeable devotees. Of course, now we have different generations of devotees in ISKCON. We have disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and we have disciples of Prabhupada's disciples. In Srila Prabhupada's presence, we were all disciples of Srila Prabhupada. But even then, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to take instruction as appropriate from other of his disciples who are our God brothers or God sisters. So that's a very important point. It's a very important point. We shouldn't be puffed up and think, oh, now I'm initiated. Now I don't have to listen to anyone. I'll only listen to my Guru Maharaj. No. You should listen to anyone who is repeating the message of Krishna, and for us in particular, the message of Krishna as presented by Srila Prabhupada, and the people who are placed in positions of authority in the structure of ISKCON, GBC, temple president, and other authorities. But anyone, we should be prepared to take good instruction from anyone. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalai or Dasa Dasa Anudasa. We should identify ourselves as servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna. Not just servant of the Guru, but servant of the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants. And that will be very congenial for our spiritual progress and for our happiness in Krishna consciousness. One god brother who also was in Detroit, but I knew him from Bombay, Jagat Purush Prabhu. He told me the first time he walked into the Detroit temple, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture. And just when he walked in, Srila Prabhupada was saying, and he was making a hand gesture that made an impression on Jagat Purush Prabhu. Prabhupada was saying, the more you become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the more Krishna consciousness becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And that too, what Prabhupada said in such simple language and beautiful language, if you keep reading the scriptures, you'll find everything is there. Even that is a paraphrase of a verse by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which, and that's also rendered in the Nectar of Devotion, that one who desires to become more and more important, either in the material sense or the spiritual sense, can never relish the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. So, initiation means beginning, just the beginning. So we shouldn't become puffed up. Oh, now I'm initiated. I can lord it over everyone. I don't have to listen to anyone. I'll just listen to my guru. I don't have to listen to anyone else. And that's also a type of duplicity, because your guru never says that you just listen to your guru and no one else. It's just a duplicity, type of duplicity. It's a way of avoiding surrender. And the reason we're here is to surrender, because that's the only way that we can get out of the repetition of birth and death. Now this one, I don't know how much application it has, maybe not much, but still I will read it for the principle involved. Regarding your $2,000, I think these devotees have already surrendered whatever they had, but still. Regarding your $2,000, which you promised to send me within 3 weeks. No, it's not a joke. I wasn't procrastinating. But these were things I got as a child, you know, bonds and, you know, some shares and some stocks. So it was going to take some time to free that money. And on top of it, my father was very reluctant to do it. He didn't want me to give the money to Krishna. But anyway, in the end, I asserted myself and he did it. But that's the idea of the 3 weeks, not that I was... Actually, a brahmachari should contribute whatever he has got to Krishna through the spiritual master. The spiritual master does not accept anything for his personal use, but he employs everything for Krishna's service. Therefore, the spiritual master is accepted in the renounced order of life. Jai Shri Shri Radha Giridhari Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Shri Gauranidhai Ki Jai Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now here's another principle. As far as householders are concerned, they may contribute at least half of their income to Krishna. Then life is sublime. After all, everything belongs to Krishna. And the sooner we return whatever we have got to Krishna, the better it is. That is our normal life. I remember when I was first coming to the Boston Temple, there was another young man who was also just beginning to come at the same time. And one day after the kirtan, the last kirtan of the evening program, he was like in this really ecstatic mood, and he took out his wallet and he emptied all the money. He gave it to the temple, and then he came to me because he would see me. We were both beginning to come at the same time. He said, This money doesn't belong to us. This is stolen property. And, the sooner we return it to Krishna, the better. And that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada wrote in my initiation letter. Your engagements are nice, so continue to follow rigidly. I hope this will meet you in very good health. Your ever well wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So, I'm not sure where Indradumya Swami is.
A minute ago. I'm sure he'll be back. I'll find out.
Yeah, because I...
Just in case, if I see the car leaving, I'll let you know.
Anyway, it really is a very auspicious occasion, very wonderful occasion, that these devotees are taking this step to surrender to Krishna, officially making a commitment, formal commitment. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, of all the processes of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name. If one chants the holy name, avoiding the 10 offenses, one will be delivered from the entanglement of material existence, and beyond that, develop pure love for Krishna. So now we will humbly request His Holiness Indradumya Swami, who is my Shiksha Guru and hero, to speak further. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you.